Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Setting the Earth on Fire.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. He was definitely a man with a mission. He knew who he was and what he had to accomplish, his Father's will. Part one had already been accomplished, his baptism with water and the Holy Spirit by the hand of his cousin John. Now he looks ahead to the next and final baptism, his death on a cross. Some of us, maybe most of us, have had that experience at one time or another. The realization that to be true to ourselves, we have to move forward into a commitment that would consume us, a kind of holocaust or burnt offering. I can imagine that Jesus knew what was coming, what would be the result of his words and actions. He also knew that in order to be faithful to his mission, he would inevitably encounter tension and division, even hostility, in his closest relationships, his family members. Family bonds are fundamental in our lives, but they aren't always easy. How many of us have felt that kind of division around political or religious issues in our own families? How many of us have had to face the decision to be, on the one hand, true to what we believe, or, on the other hand, true to our family and friends? Jesus is right up front about living this way. He doesn't mince words when he describes the challenges of following him. He is, in fact, eager to move on with his agenda. I have to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Our Dominican sister, Catherine of Siena, knew well the price of her own life. Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. What is the price of our lives?